All right, good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the special called council meeting for Coburn Town Council for Tuesday, May the 6th, 2025 at 4 o'clock p.m. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carl Collins.
Here.
Dante Moon.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Wood.
Here.
Okay, we do have all of council present. At this time, we will have an invocation by Mr. Steele, and I ask that everyone please remain standing for the pledge.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you again for a beautiful day, and we're thankful for life and health and strength. We ask that you would again give us wisdom and guidance in this particular matter, that we would do the right thing, do what is pleasing in your sight, and what is best for the town of Coburn. And we thank you for your guidance in this, and we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And we ask these prayers according to your will in his name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, the next item is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following meeting. The comments for public expression would need to be related to the agenda item for the special called meeting. Do you have anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by a majority vote. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda, and the only item on the agenda for tonight is new business A, the rural development loan and bank accounts. I will let Mr. Williams and Mrs. Sharp share the information related to this.
When the auditors were here, he seemed to think that we should have had some kind of an agreement to keep money in the bank, specifically for the loan for USDA. So he went through all the paperwork, and we found this letter of conditions, which was done on August 10th, 2016. So since the loan closed the fiscal year that he was working on, he said we needed to get this money in the bank by the end of this year, June 30th. We called Mr. Hilt and spoke to him about it, and he went over these same numbers that's on the paperwork, and that does have to be put in the bank annually.
For how long?
Until it reaches the amounts on the right.
Until it reaches the amounts on the right-hand side. There.
Ten years, approximately, at least.
So how much are we supposed to have in there right now?
Those amounts. The end of the first year, it would be the annual amount. So it would be operation and maintenance, the 37 number, and then the depreciation, the number below that. Our ready access, the escrow account. We already have that amount.
That's the customer deposit is escrow. We have that.
We already have that. So it's just the top two. So that totals what, Ms. Sharp, together? You've already got it.
78,678.
And once we get this set up, it will be how much per month?
Per month, it'll be $6,556.50 that we would have to deposit into those accounts.
6,000 who?
$6,556.50. That would be for both accounts together.
And you figure about 10 years?
I mean, I didn't do the exact math, but...
That's it. We're about... And there's... And because we didn't start this in 2016 when this document was created, we're not in trouble for...
It has to be started once the loan closed.
Okay.
And yes. The loan has not been closed a complete year yet, so...
Yes.
But just luckily we found it now.
Yes. Based on our understanding, that's...
Yep.
I was speaking to Mr. Hill, that's our understanding.
Okay.
Any other questions from council before we discuss how we want to reallocate these funds?
And this again is for who?
USDA.
USDA.
And we didn't know this was there. We didn't have a clue.
Oh. Even during the closing, they didn't disclose.
Where did we find this?
The auditor, when they was doing the audit, they came across it. Because the loan itself, we closed it in September of 23.
So the auditor asked me if we had set aside any accounts specifically for that, and I said no, and he said based on his knowledge of their loans, but there should be one. So we went through all the paperwork and found that.
Nice. So I know that you all have talked about it, and so your idea is to divide this number in half?
That's my suggestion.
And take half from
Ready Access and half from ARPA funds.
Ready Access and half from the ARPA funds that we're not supposed to spend, but sorry.
How about tank maintenance? Could you take some out of tank maintenance?
No.
No, because it has to be for... that is earmarked totally just for that. Mm. Can't spend that on anything else without having to... I think you have to... fill out a form and present it and get it approved to be able to remove that money out of an earmarked account. That's how it was for us at another place I was at.
We don't have to notify anybody about this. We just have to make it public knowledge. Or
we're doing it right here.
We're doing it right
here. I mean, when we vote on it, it's public. So.
Right.
And so we have how much in our ARPA funds?
ARPA funds, $245,656.64.
Okay.
And our Ready Access is $129,387.21.
And that's been set aside basically for in case of some big emergency come up that we would have money to cover the expense of fixing something. I think this is an emergency and we need to get into it. And I don't have I think that splitting it between the two is the best option. That way I'm not taking all of it from ARPA and I'm not taking it all from Ready Access. Because that would almost drain it.
I have a suggestion, so I want to make a motion and then you all can second it or not, and then we can discuss it. This time I move that we take $54,387.21 out of Ready Access, which would leave that balance of $75,000. And I also included in this motion would be for us to take $24,290.79 out of ARPA funds, which would leave that balance at $180,709.21, give or take the final numbers for the roof. That was just an estimate of $40,000 for the roof. It may be a little less than that. I estimated it high.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to move $54,387.21 from Ready Access $24,290.79 out of ARPA funds to reach the total amount of $78,678. Is there any discussion?
How did you decide that number?
I didn't want the ready access to get below 75,000. So I took the amount that's in ready access, $129,387.21, and subtracted $75,000, which is what I'd like to leave in that account, and that gave me my 54,000 number. Then I subtracted that from the 78,000 that's needed, and what we needed to make up that amount was $24,290.79, which we take out of ARPA, which leaves a little bit more in ARPA funds.
So if I divide it evenly in half, it's 39,339 out of each.
Correct. Which makes the amount from ARPA funds less than 180,000. We're already pretty much draining that down way more than we should.
When does this ARPA money have to be
spent?
By December.
This December.
Yeah. And so that's one of the reasons I think they're trying to get that thing to bid by July. Is he still looking at July to bid on this project up here?
Yes. We were keeping most of that for the sewer.
Yeah. I mean, the original plan was to keep $300,000 for that.
Yeah, no.
And we've just had to spend it because we just had to, because that's what you do with it. When you don't have it to come from anywhere else.
And it's okay to use this money this way.
Well, we don't have a choice.
It's our money. So, unfortunately.
I mean, the most that I could see him saying is, well, we can't fund you, and then we'll look at PSA and say, well, we couldn't get the money. Sir?
I'm praying that VRA will...
I'm hoping that they adjust for the cost of living and everything that went on and all that stuff. That's my hope, that they'll fund the whole thing.
But we got to win this ball game today.
I'm at this game today, so this is... And I don't, if that's how you want to do that one, then let's do that one. That's fine. I just wanted to be sure that we were working it the best we could, because that 245 doesn't count the roof coming out of it yet, does
correct
it?
So I just estimated that we'd have 205,000 left, because the roof's approximately 40,000.
Okay, gotcha.
Is there any more discussion in regards to this motion? Cal, call. Yes.
Sorry, can I make a comment about the roof?
Yes.
With that other gentleman in the leaving the company, I don't know on whose terms, but they redid the quote because they couldn't find the one that he did. So they gave us a couple quotes for the selections. And he said if we could go at 40, that they'll give us a discount off the top end roof down to 40, which is almost 40.
I mean, we have the quote.
I have the quote.
I mean, we have the quote.
I did too, but he couldn't find that. So he asked.
I can fax it to him.
Well, he asked if he wanted to go with that quote, and then he'll knock off the difference down to 40 and give us a better roof.
No, I don't.
Is this what you're talking about on the better roof, the thicker, the thicker thing, the 80 mil versus that other one, this one? Which this one
is 50?
It's the gold package one.
So is that what he's saying? Yeah. He wants to give us the...
He's going to give us a discount down to 40 if you want to go with the...
And how much was the bid that we had for this one?
Section two. What?
What was the bid for this one?
37 something, I think.
I want us to send him the quote that we got, and then him send in writing what he's all willing to do for us for $40,000, and then we can discuss that at our next meeting.
Yeah. Because I was fine with this one. Because
I was going to discuss it next, by the way.
Because I was fine with this one versus this one, because the there wasn't a lot of time. The warranty and stuff wasn't that much different. So anyway, but yeah, send him ours, what we have and what we agreed to, and then have him send to us what he's wanting to do, and then we'll look at it and go again. And maybe by next year, y'all have a roof. Did I say that? Yeah, I did.
Any other discussion in regards to the motion that's on the floor? Okay, Mr. Sharp, I'll call for a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devin K. Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries for that. Now, the next thing is that we will need for the minutes is for permission for Mr. Sharp to open up these bank accounts. There'll be two separate accounts, so we need two separate motions. So one is for operation and maintenance. One is for the depreciation of short-lived assets.
So make a motion to allow Kathy Sharp to open a bank account for operation and maintenance.
For the rural development.
For rural development funds.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to authorize Town Treasurer Mrs. Sharp to open up a new bank account for the operation and maintenance of the Rural Development Loan Fund. Is there any discussion?
You're welcome.
Okay, Mr. Sharp, roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Wood.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
I'll make a motion to open for Kathy Sharp to open a bank account for depreciation of short-lived assets for the rural development.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to authorize Town Treasurer Mr. Sharp to open a bank account for the depreciation of short-lived assets related to the Rural Development Loan Agreement. Is there any discussion? Okay, Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. And finally, I will make a motion to authorize Mrs. Sharp to allocate $6,556.50 monthly to be placed in these two accounts.
Second.
Motion and a second to authorize Mr. Sharp to allocate $6,556.50 monthly to be allocated to these two accounts.
Second. Is that what you needed?
We got a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, is there a reason to enter into closed session? Hearing none, next is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Mr. Steele.
No comments.
Mrs. Steele.
I really hope that there's no more surprises show up in the future concerning any of these things that we've encountered this time. That's my only concern.
Mrs. Woodruff?
No comments.
All right, I have no comments. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.